Good morning. It is an open phone day today on the talk show. Colin Lenny is across the console. Colin, obviously, I'm looking at and reading an article right now about Switzerland. It has the highest percentage of adults that own firearms. Did you know that?
I did not.
They have the highest percentage. They are basically probably the most well-armed country in the world. It has about 2 million privately owned guns in a nation of 8.3 million people. In 2016, the country had 47 attempted homicides with firearms. The country's overall murder rate near zero. They have not had a mass shooting since 2001, when a man stormed the local parliament in Zug, killing 14 people and then himself. Meanwhile, we have had mass shootings that seem... It's basically, the difference is they have strict rules for who can get a gun, and they take firearm training. Everybody that does get a gun has to have firearm training.
Yep.
And you can't get a gun unless you have firearm, unless you are basically signed up for firearm training.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know, people talk about the gun debate, and we have all this, we just hear the word ad nauseum?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. I don't know what the answer is, but the fact is we've had two 18-year-olds that have gone in, both with AR-15s, and mowed down a ton of people.
Yeah.
One in Buffalo, New York, last week. This week it was in Texas. And the kid that I'm looking at, I was looking at a picture of the kid that that did all the homicides and killed all the children. It looks like a child himself.
Mm-hmm.
His mother says he was aggressive but didn't show any signs of doing anything like that. I'm saying, but then again, does a mother really know? I don't know.
I guess it depends.
The fact is, we don't know what is going on in the side of that brain. We know that there is a lot of... We have people that have significant mental health issues, but finding and screening and figuring out where they are and what to do about them, that seems to be where we're handcuffed. Do mm-hmm. you follow me?
Well, we're handcuffed in multiple ways,
yeah.
But I'd say that is one of the most prominent.
I mean, it's one thing if if somebody's, goes to a psychiatrist or whatever, or you've got... being able to figure out what's going on and how to, I mean, we've had this happen now. We had down in Florida, what it was down in the Orlando area. What was that? That was,
Parkland.
No, Parkland was in Massachusetts.
Parkland, Florida.
Parkland, Florida. Yes. Parkland, Florida.
Which is in the area of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was closer to Orlando.
If you're thinking of Sandy Hook, I believe that was...
That's what I was thinking of, too.
It's not in Massachusetts. I remember that. I don't remember exactly what
but
state it was in.
It's... I don't know what... we talk about what can be done, and I don't know what can be done. I mean, we talk... I mean, one thing we talked about on Monday, AR-15s. We talked about the Buffalo shooting. We're talking about AR-15s. Are remarkably easy to convert to fully automatic.
Yeah, and those kits are readily available.
And that's what I mean.
For the most part, there are channels where you can get, I shouldn't say readily available, they are available if you're looking for them.
Yeah, I know. I guess the question is, what sort of thing, is there anything that could have been done to prevent either of those two?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I wish I knew, but I don't.
I don't know either. We seem to have mass shootings. We have one almost every... We have about one a week.
I really don't get it.
I don't get it either.
You would think someone would bring up something to help fix the problem, but it just seems like...
The question is, nobody knows what to do.
Well, nobody's bringing up any solutions.
No, I don't know what this...
They're just arguing about what the potential problem is.
Wringing hands. We're talking about how terrible it is, and something has to be done, and is there anything that can be done? I mean...
Well, you've got one side of our government blaming guns, the other blaming mental health and other issues. It's like I see a lot of pointing and blaming, but I don't see a lot of solutions being produced.
Exactly.
Here.
There isn't any solutions, and I don't know how they do say...
Not even being done, being proposed.
Yeah.
Just somebody come up with an idea, please, instead of just pointing and saying, oh, it's this, and you're wrong for saying it's not this.
Well, even was it the one we had, the shooting we had before the I mean I'm trying to think how many different shootings we've had.
Yeah, see, therein lies the problem right there. If you forget which one it was, clearly this has gotten out of hand.
Well, okay. But I'm thinking the one where the parents were there and they were told that their child had a problem, remember?
And they didn't care.
And they didn't.
Was that in Michigan? I think.
I'm not even sure which one it was. It was the one that.
If you're having trouble recalling which one it was, that is clear evidence that this is a problem that has gotten out of hand.
Well, of course it has, but I don't know what you do about it. Nobody knows what to do about it, apparently. And nobody's got a solution.
Because they just want to point and play the blame game and say you're wrong for saying it's not what we think the cause is.
Well, as long as they keep arguing
over... At least
over,
in Congress.
Well, as long as the argument is still, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Or guns, people use guns to kill people, but guns themselves are not, they're just a device.
You could say the same thing about a knife.
I suppose you could.
Or a boot.
I suppose the same... Well, you can. Here's the difference. This school shooter.
So that argument is, in my mind, null and void.
Well, here's the argument. What's the difference? Well, people commit murder with other things other than guns, right?
Yeah. The problem
is that a mass shooting is not going to occur with somebody who's got a gun, who's got a knife. If that's all they have. You're not going to amass. Now you do have occasionally. You see people. In Great Britain, I know they had a mass knifing, but it was not. It's much more difficult to. Much more difficult to
stop a person with a gun than it is to stop a person with a knife.
Stopping a person with a gun is harder because that person can be. They have the advantage of distance.
At a distance.
They got a distance, and they can barricade. Yeah, and this. Obviously. This person was young man was extremely troubled, but nobody knew, even his mother. His mother had no clue.
So I think if there's anything we've determined, and I think I said this to you a little while ago off mic, one side is saying all these things are caused by mental health issues. Others are saying it's caused by the gun itself. As usual, when we discuss these topics, I feel the truth is somewhere in between.
Yeah, and we talk about, down the road is where the NRA is holding their national convention.
Hmm.
In Texas, right now.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or actually, it's this weekend, I think. It starts tomorrow.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it does. But I don't know. The fact is, it's like Pandora's box or putting the genie back in the bottle. You can't, once it's out, and that seems to be in the situation we have, everything's out by, that genie's been out of that bottle here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The culture in Europe and in many places around the world, and especially in Switzerland, they take gun ownership very seriously.
Yeah.
And
it's heavily, heavily regulated.
Yeah, and they know that, and yes.
And if you come over here into the United States, gun ownership is regulated in very different ways in different places.
The story about Switzerland...
Like, there are certain states where you can't own certain firearms.
Is there any firearms that are banned?
I believe anything fully automatic that's already is very, very heavily regulated. Banned? I don't really know. I think you'd have to go place by place.
I know. And Texas has about has the least restrictive gun laws in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the reason why they're probably having the NRA convention there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I we have lost a respect for the violence or we had the police in here, and I think it was and I've used the expression before we've had a discussion where said, okay, there used to be a situation if a call came in and there was a fight at a bar or a fight on a street or whatever, it was usually a fist fight. Or somebody was throwing, or a pool cue knocked over somebody's head. Now it's,
or a bar stool or just, yeah. Or a bottle or.
But now a gun comes out, or guns come out anytime somebody has an argument.
Yeah. I remember living, in the Quad Cities when I was in college, and there was a bar that's no longer there that shall remain nameless that had so many incidents that the owner had to install a metal detector at the door.
Oh man. Yeah.
It's gone now. I'm surprised it stayed open for as long as it did, but just to your point, those incidents do happen.
All right. So anyway, well, ask anybody else. Anybody got a comment on that? 319-754-1490. Is there anything? I mean, we talk about all the things that are going on. I mean, let's face it. We've got, this is a crazy time. This is as crazy a time. Okay, so we've got mass murders going on. It's and gun violence going on all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got Vladimir Putin, who's obviously nuts, and who's,
oh, but he says he's gonna allow grain exports from Ukraine.
Yeah, well, okay, yes. And then we've got China that's now threatening to take over Taiwan. Because they say Taiwan is a protectorate of China itself. So, and it has no legal. So we've got that going on at the same time. I don't think, but China is, you know, China's in this sort of limbo. Well, it's in a limbo state. They have a zero tolerance for COVID, so that's why we've had this incredible lockdown or shortage of things coming in from China, because they can't ship. The shipping area is the largest city in China, which is Shanghai.
Yeah, for multiple reasons. One, they don't want to ship anything that's possibly infected.
Right.
And two, the people who are supposed to be shipping it out are in lockdown.
Yeah, and when you're in lockdown in China, it's different than lockdown here.
Yeah.
You're locked down. You're really locked down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is just absolutely crazy. But I don't know what you do. I wish I did. I don't know. Well, let's see. Is there anything else we can talk about? Okay, so we talked about
we're going into Memorial Day weekend. You really want to bring up that elephant in the room?
Memorial Day weekend is...
I mean the big one that's going to be happening, especially tomorrow.
What do you mean? Oh, the fact is we've got bike racing right here?
No.
What?
Price of gas.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I was trying to help you figure it out, but I guess I just might as well come on.
Well, you
and
might
say
as well just say it. Just say it. Don't beat around.
I'm not going to try and be coy with this. The price of gas is still absolutely ridiculous, and it's only getting worse.
I jumped another dime yesterday.
I am so glad I filled up on Monday.
So you saved a little bit of money, but it's like it's going to keep going higher. And what?
Yeah, a penny saved is a penny earned.
I gotta get gas today, and I'm trying to figure out, okay.
How much am I gonna need to get to work this week? That's the problem. You have to do that math now.
You have to,
how much can I reasonably spend without
You figure you better fill up now because you know that it's going to be higher probably yes. next week or the next time you fill up.
The one thing I ask is that people not panic buy and hoard. Remember when the Keystone Pipe or the was it the Keystone Pipe? No, it wasn't the
it was the pipeline. Yeah, it was a pipeline from
the East Coast.
From the East Coast that came in
that
yeah.
got shut down because of a cyber attack. Keep in mind. The supply of gas on the East Coast was in no issue until people saw that the gas pipeline got shut down. There'd be delays for maybe 3 days, and people were filling up garbage bags with gasoline because they were panicking.
And now you've got, well, you look at our price of gas here.
Let's not do that.
Okay, price of gas here is what, $4.29 a gallon pretty much?
Yes, and if you look at stuff on the West Coast, you're going to think $4.25 a gallon is cheap. Because if you look at California, that's barreling towards $6 a gallon.
Yeah, I don't know. We've got the price of gas skyrocketing.
I guarantee you, over in Illinois, is probably about $4.85 a gallon at this point.
Baby formulas being flown in.
Yeah.
And I think we're talking about that. I'm not sure how. I think what happens, though, is we probably had a combination of a little bit of panic. We had panic buying. That also went with the fact that we had the shortages.
Yeah.
So it was sort of like it exacerbated itself anyway. 319-75.
Well, you have to think, in terms of a shortage of this and an item that really is that important,
yeah.
you would have to think they're looking for any solution they can to make sure people have what they need. And what better solution than there's stuff over there that probably meets our standards. Why don't we buy some and import it?
I was never able to figure out why toilet paper became in such short supply. What was the fear that we were, oh my goodness, I better get to all the
toilet. Have you ever run out of toilet paper?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I can tell you, not having toilet paper is not pleasant.
Okay, well... Okay.
As someone who got to the supermarket after the panic buyers got there.
All right. It's 9:27? Okay, we're going to take a break for news. We will return and...
For the record, I just looked it up. The average price of gas in Illinois is about $4.45 a gallon.
What's the average price of gas in California?
In California, for a regular grade gas, give me a moment. I'm on gasbuddy.com, by the way. By state, California, the average price of gas in California is about $5.30 a gallon.
Okay.
From what I can see on the screen here.
It's 9:28.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
Y'all ready?
Tua has to show that he can get it done, and he has to do it this season.
For Tyreek Hill to come out and defend him, it's a nice vote of confidence, but you're not frustrated about getting the football, or you're not frustrated about the ball not being on you, or you're not getting as many catches or targets.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe, Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of a new LG laundry set with Turbo Wash 3D that provides a powerful yet gentle clean in just 29 minutes, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Now for just $7.78 each. Shop LG front and top load washer dryer sets with ultra large capacity and reduced wash time. Valid May 19th through June 8th. U.S. only. Gas dryer extra while supplies last. See store for details.
Meet your dog's new favorite brand, Jinx. Recipes powered by real clean ingredients, not artificial preservatives or fake stuff. Jinx is proudly made here in the USA. For dog parents, by dog parents. Try Jinx today and get 15% off your first two subscription orders at thinkjinx.com/radio or visit a Walmart near you. Your dog will love Jinx or you get your money back guaranteed. Visit thinkjinx.com/radio. thinkjinx.com/radio.
It's the 55th annual Snake Alley Art Fair, Sunday, June 19th.
Come see and purchase original and handmade work by Midwest artists. Meet the artists and learn what inspires them and how they create their work. This day-long celebration of creativity and community also includes art-making activities for children, live music, and food vendors, all in the Heritage Hill District. Organized by the Arts Center of Burlington, come to the Snake Alley Art Fair on Father's Day, Sunday, June 19th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
The Chad Benson Show.
If you watch the news, you seem to think that every human being is aghast at what's taking place and that every woman is all about pro-choice. That's not true. It's 50-50, down the middle. But it's 100%, by and large, of people who are pissed off by the rising prices of everything. And that's not changing. Not anytime soon.
The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson, weeknights from 8 to 11 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Des Moines County Sheriff's Office has announced the arrest of a Burlington man for child endangerment and reckless use of a firearm. According to a news release on Wednesday at about 9:38 p.m., Des Moines County deputies were dispatched to 11801 147th Avenue for a report of an adult male who was suicidal and intoxicated. Deputies were advised that the subject was in possession of a handgun and was threatening to shoot himself and that his two-year-old child was inside the residence with him. Deputies arrived on scene and heard a gunshot from inside the house. Deputies then observed a male walking around the interior of the residence. The man placed a pistol on the kitchen counter and walked to the front door where he was detained. The child was located in a crib inside a bedroom and was returned to the mother unharmed. The man, 26-year-old Austin Floyd Adair Followill of Burlington, was arrested for child endangerment and reckless use of a firearm. Iowa lawmakers ended their legislative session about 5 weeks behind schedule because of a dispute over education spending. The Senate and House adjourned early Wednesday without reaching an agreement on Governor Reynolds' proposal to divert $55 million from public schools toward taxpayer-funded scholarships for up to 10,000 students to attend private schools. Since convening in January, Republicans who hold large majorities in each chamber did work with the governor to pass significant legislation. That includes big tax cuts, a plan to allow grocers to opt out of bottle recycling, cut to employment benefits, and a bill that prohibits transgender females from participating in girls' high school sports and women's college athletics. Research in U.S. veterans provides fresh evidence that long COVID-19 can happen even after breakthrough infections following vaccination. In the study published Wednesday, about 1% who had COVID-19 shots had breakthrough infections, and about one-third of that group showed signs of long COVID. A separate government report found that 1 in 4 adults aged 65 and up developed at least one symptom of long COVID up to a year after initial infection. That compares with 1 in 5 younger adults. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It was around 90 minutes between the first report of a gunman approaching an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday, and that gunman being killed by U.S. Border Patrol. Some parents are saying the police response was too slow, and the timeline of events just hasn't been completely laid out yet. Two teachers and 19 children were killed.
10-year-old Javier Lopez just made the school's honor roll just hours before he was killed as mom reportedly attended a special ceremony at the school to honor his big accomplishment. Then 8-year-old Uzziah Garcia, he was learning to play football with his grandpa, and he had some big plans for the summer with his family. 10-year-old Rogelio Torres, remembered as a sweet and a kind little boy who loved to spend time with family and friends.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Russian President Vladimir Putin says attempts to isolate his country will fail and cause economic problems for the other nations involved. He spoke to members of the Eurasian Economic Forum, saying isolating Russia is impossible, utterly unrealistic in the modern world. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Look for a mostly cloudy sky with scattered showers and possible thunderstorms. 70% likely, high to 73. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a low down to 56. We'll have a north wind gusting to 20. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing sunshine in the afternoon Friday, high to 70. Look for a mostly clear Friday night, down to 53. And Saturday, look for mostly sunny, high to 78. And right now, we continue with mostly cloudy skies. It's 65.
The bid on Burlington.com auction is live. Now through May 30th, go online to bidonburlington.com to win brand new items at low, low prices from local shops. Get registered now and get your bid in to win gift certificates and items from local merchants before the auction closes on May 30th. You could save up to 50% on products and services from local merchants, including Nick's Cycling and Fitness, Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream, The So-and-So Shop, The Furniture Store in Burlington, Sea Sky Boutique, Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, Black Tie Transportation, Flint Hills Golf, Nature's Corner, 4B Tack and More, Style 42, Munt Musical Instruments, Derby's Furniture Company, Sub Arena Sandwich Shop, Musicians Pro Shop, Big River Popcorn, and more. Register now. Auction ends May 30th. BidOnBurlington.com, brought to you by Pritchard Broadcasting and some of your favorite local merchants.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Gains on Wall Street this morning after a winning day yesterday. The U.S. economy slowed in the first quarter by 1.5%, but the drop in U.S. gross domestic product, or GDP, likely does not signal the start of a recession. Many experts are blaming a wider trade gap for the numbers. The drop follows a robust 6.9% expansion in the final 3 months of last year. Jobless claims dropped last week, and the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits remains near a 50-year low. Macy's shares are surging this morning as the company raises its profit outlook for the year. It beat estimates for sales and revenue for its last quarter. Justin Timberlake selling his song catalog to Hypnosis for a reported $100 million. The Music Royalty Fund already controls songs by Ed Sheeran, Nirvana, Journey, and more. Timberlake gets a lump sum. Hypnosis can charge for the use of that music forever. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel. Me llamo Sean.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Farming has a remarkable past, full of legacy and tradition. But it also has a very promising future. Future based on higher demand and higher capabilities. And the way forward to that future will be led by the brave, the courageous, the trailblazers. At Morning Sun Farm Implement, we also have a wonderful history. Formed by a group of local farmers in 1989, we've never forgotten where we came from and who we're honored to serve. So today, we're giving farmers a new option to build their future. The Fendt line of agricultural equipment delivers the perfect blend of brains and brawn to help achieve what our forefathers would find incredible. So whether your farm is Massey Red or Fendt Green, Morning Sun Farm Implement will have the equipment to keep your operation running at its very best, so the future of your farm can be every bit as great as its past.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Stevie Wonder, is there any pretty, you know what? That's superstition, a little bit of superstition. We just have the bed. We don't have the We don't have the song or him singing, but again, it is an open phone day today. It is a Thursday. We're talking about anything and everything. Anything you've got about it, I guess what? The world as crazy as it is, let's see. Stock market seems to be doing, has rebounded a bit. That's good. Let's see. Anything else good news? We pretty much have a normal, in many, most ways, Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And we have temperatures that will be perfect for being out at Hucks Harbor or in a pool.
Doing anything, really.
Well, yeah, you look at temp. Now, you probably will not be very happy Monday and Tuesday when it's 90 degrees, right?
No, but I think Saturday where it's 75 and I'm on the golf course, I'm going to be plenty happy.
There you go. See? It's enjoy what you can. It'll be a very busy. This area right here is going to be very busy for 2 days, starting tomorrow at tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, right outside the door here in our building.
And it's actually, we're going to be across the street. North Hill Park is where the actual start finish line.
In front
line
of our building,
and,
I should
and,
say.
Yes, in front of our building, and we had a lot of people were sort of like, let's put it this way, less than happy about having the street blocked off. But we do that for any other event that's going on. We do it for runs. We do it for everything.
We've been discussing it for what, weeks on end?
Well, it seems weeks on end. Maybe at least it's been a week or two, maybe, but it's
most. I think
most...
we started talking about this last month.
Well, the fact is we knew it was going to be happening here because I did know that. And in fact, they knew it in January. This was going to happen on this street. These routes came out. The reason for the route the way it is, as opposed to the traditional route, which is on Jefferson itself.
It's because Jefferson and a bunch of other areas are under construction.
It is, but it's the construction has not made its way down far enough to that area to they would have been able to do the ride or the route in the normal way if they would have known for sure that it hadn't. But construction moves at the pace that it moves at. And again, that's just the way it is.
Construction is not work that's meant to be rushed.
Well, we're rushed or if somebody says,
it's not something you can do quickly.
Yeah. If they started, the idea was that if they did get it to the construction zone, then it would be.
If I could snap my fingers and have that sewer separation project done down there, I would do it, but that's not possible.
No, it isn't anyway. I think, as it looks right now, we're talking about the price
also,
of gas.
Also, Friday Fest has moved because of construction.
Friday Fest is going to be different too. Yeah, you're right. It's in back of the Memorial Auditorium because of the construction down on between the port building and the auditorium.
Yeah, you can see it from the window up here.
Yeah.
Pretty much half the parking lot down there is torn up.
One good thing, we don't have flooding.
That is a good thing. I will agree, that's a very good thing.
And if we did have flooding, we'd be a whole lot better off than we would have been before the flood control project came in, or the flood mitigation efforts. They are anticipating that they're going to be pouring concrete, I think, this week on Harrison. So they hopefully will have that done.
All right.
They've been one thing they're doing now, if they're building streets, they're doing the sewer work and the street at the same time. So it may take a little longer, but it doesn't mean that you come back, you redo the street, and then you come back and tear it up, and then redo it and then do the sewer work, which is what we used to do. All right. Anyway, 319-754-1490. Okay. So what have we decided? We've decided that a lot of people have keep talking about the school shootings, but nobody seems to offer any solutions, and I don't know what the solution is. Does anybody know what the solution is?
No, but the problem is we haven't had anybody even come up with a solution.
Or a suggestion, I think.
Or
that's
a suggestion.
There's been suggestions that we ban AR-15s. That's been brought up many times.
Yeah, but that's a non-starter right off the bat because
it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's like I said, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. You know, We're not like European countries that have very rarely have mass shootings. Now,
well, one thing a lot of people have really come out and said is needed is stricter criteria to purchase a gun.
Now, I think that in itself,
and they talk about background checks, and also I haven't heard this discussed, but I think somebody said it to me, was possibly requiring some sort of psychiatric evaluation to complete the criteria to purchase a gun.
Okay.
Like, would that be something you think would be viable?
I don't know how you would do that. Would seem to be pretty complicated.
Well, I'm just spitballing here.
No. That's what I'm saying. It sounds good, but
Well, you have to have a plan. You have to come up with a plan before you figure out how to go about it.
And
the fact of the matter is, there is no plan right now to fix the problem.
Well, and school shootings seem to be they seem to be coming out. So far, the only thing we know about this kid that did the shooting is that his grandfather didn't have any idea that he might be like that. He kills his grandmother, but his grandfather didn't have any clue or didn't expect. His mother obviously didn't think there was anything wrong. The school didn't report anything wrong.
And the kid posted on the internet and nobody said anything.
And it's the way, but the thing is, yeah, that's social media. We're not doing anything. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Joe.
Hey, Joe, what's
good
on
morning,
your mind?
Sir.
Well, I missed a lot of your program. But anyway, I had the radio turned down. But
no problem.
You know the age they mentioned last night for, and I don't, is it clear through the whole state? You have to be 21 to smoke cigarettes.
Oh, 21 to buy cigarettes.
I believe that has changed in recent times.
You have to be 21 to.
I see where you're going with this, but you're saying you have to only be 18 to purchase a firearm.
Well, yeah. I mean, really, when you think about it, if this kid, you know, when she was a young adult, if it would have been 21 down there, this could have been maybe prevented, you know.
And then there's a case like what happened with the Kyle Rittenhouse, remember? His mother purchased the gun for him.
That's a different situation.
I know.
What they're saying, when he just turned 18, he purchased this stuff. I mean, really, it's just so stupid. I mean, as far as 21 to buy cigarettes, but you can turn 18 and buy these, you know,
weapons,
these rifles and stuff. And, you know, it's sad. Maybe if the kid possibly would have matured in another few years before he could have purchased, you know, this may maybe never happen that way, too. But there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts, but, you know, it's really sad. I think the way we are being brought up today has a lot to do with, you know, of course, your mental state and things. I just don't think, in so many instances, the kids today aren't being brought up real well, you know. And the social media has a big effect, I think.
Not only that,
it's the games, all these darn games with the shooting, and you know what I mean? All these games
and
stuff.
Well, on that point, I would very much disagree, because
how do you know, though, what goes on in these in your growing-up minds?
Well,
when you're playing these games, how do you really know?
I can tell you, I played all those games as a kid, and I never did anything like that. So you're talking about a very case-by-case basis in that front.
These kids get so. I mean, you got some of these kids staying these, you know, games and for half a day and stop playing this stuff.
Well,
how do you really know?
I'm going to go along. I think it is a case-by-case situation.
Oh, yeah, for example, I played all those games as a kid, and I never did anything like that.
But see, that's it. It's not a direct relation. What I'm saying
is... No, it's not a direct relation. There are multiple factors.
If you're utilizing violence and you have a propensity for violence in your own self.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. See, well, that's what I'm saying. It just ignites, one ignites the other, so to speak. Do you follow me?
I would agree to that as well. If you had that, you know, yeah, I would definitely agree with that. That's more of, I guess, where I was going with that.
And I also agree with the point that home life and upbringing is also a major factor in that.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that, too. But I think this social media and all this stuff plays a big role in what's going on in the world today.
Huge role right now, and it's mm-hmm. and the fact is that we had Kim Komando on today saying that, you know, they have algorithms right now that should be able to detect anything, you know, any posting, a violent posting, and to be able to do something about it, or advise to send it to the right proper people, shouldn't it? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Well, you also have to take into account any sort of algorithm like that.
I know it's going to grab. It's going to take
things out of context.
Yeah,
and grab things that aren't actually harmful. And that's the issue with computer algorithms, is that they're hard set to find certain data that can easily be misinterpreted.
There is a couple other little things I did want to ask.
Okay.
All right.
To ask if your station is going to air the Indianapolis 500.
No, we are not. We did used to air that we aired that for a number of years back in the day. And then what happened was we sort of had it tended to be during because it was Memorial Day, because it was a Memorial Day a Memorial weekend event. We tended to have other things that tended to occupy that time slot. So
okay, and then one more thing, you know, I know they just have introduced this hunting season using, you know, high powered rifles.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, they introduced a new one.
I'm not fond of that, you know, because of the distance of the rounds.
Yeah,
you know,
that was the main.
If a person was aiming at a deer and he hits a small branch, it could deflect that bullet and it could go for a long, long ways. You know, they said their range 2.5 miles on this ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you people who live in rural areas and that, and there's a lot of people out there, farmers and all that, I don't like the idea of high powered rifles. You know, that's my personal.
I'd agree with that.
That was the main opposition, was the potential for the long range ammunition.
Did that pass the legislature?
I heard last night was it must have went through and it's at the governor's desk.
It's at the governor's desk currently.
If
yes,
she chooses to sign it.
And I think she'll. Well,
the legislative session has ended, so
yeah. Yeah, I you know,
looks like it might be tabled for the time being.
We can only hope.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of it. You know, I live in a rural area, and you know, I tell you, it's something to think. Anytime somebody's out shooting guns, you don't know where those bullets are going. You know, if you can't see the people, all you hear is the gunfire.
Yeah, and I think we have how many different we have. Shots. How many different shots fired reports do we get in the course of a week? Any idea?
It depends on the week, I guess.
Pretty much every week?
I don't know about every week, but it's been...
Well, someplace we do.
Fairly frequent.
Yeah, I know. And it's... you're right. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't type of situation. Yes, I think but high power... Hey, you know, it... Look, yeah, you want to thin the deer herd. Okay, that's great, but use discretion and don't use high powered rifles to.
And if you're going to use it, don't use high powered rounds.
High powered rounds.
Yeah, we just I don't think we need that here in Iowa. You know,
Joe, we're going to let you go, but thanks for the call. Okay.
Okay. Sure
Thank
thing.
You. You bet. Okay, we're going to take a break. Hi, this is Steve Hexum. Join me this Friday afternoon for live coverage of the Friday Night Fever Criterium from 4 to 9 in North Hill. A brand new event with races into the night, followed on Saturday with a full day of racing on a new route also in North Hill for the Snake Alley Criterium starting at 8:30. World-class bike racing Friday and Saturday. Brought to you by Nick Cycling and Fitness, Standard of Beaverdale, the Arts Center of Burlington, and Bickle Cycling and Fitness on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Renewal by Anderson.
I'm Sam Hare with Renewal by Anderson. May's a great time to consider home improvements like replacing your windows. This past winter, you probably noticed your windows were drafty and inefficient. That's causing discomfort and higher energy bills for your home. It's time to do something about it. Our Fibrex composite window is the right choice to make a difference in your home. Twice as strong as vinyl, easy to operate, and easy to maintain, Renewal by Anderson is the 2022 Energy Star Partner of the Year. Celebrating Memorial Day, our 31-day countdown sale is on. $350 off every window, $900 off every patio door, and no money down, no payments, and no interest for 24 months. Visit us at renewalbyanderson.com or at our showroom in Davenport.
Renewal by Anderson.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel. Me llamo Sean.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
And welcome back on the talk show. And obviously, we're not going to get to any solution on gun violence. I don't know what we can do. We talked about all of the different things that could be done. Psychiatric evaluation to get a gun. I don't see that. It sounds good, but it doesn't seem like it'd be. Well, it's too laborious.
At least we're coming up with ideas.
I know.
Instead of just pointing the finger and arguing.
But there should be some way to screen. I don't know how you do that, but there should be some way
to screen. Forgive me if I think that people's lives being lost in a tragedy like this should not become a political issue.
The problem is it's being made a political issue. But it always has to be a political issue.
Forgive me if I think it shouldn't be.
It has to be because it has to be there has to be legislation that would be required to make that. To make any changes.
Yeah, and I'm saying it's incredibly sad that it has to take a tragedy like this to implement some change.
But it's not going to implement any change. You know that. I don't see anything that's going to be done.
I'm saying how long is it going to take for some change to happen?
It's yin and yang. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't think there is anything. You're not going to ban firearms. You're just not. It's not.
I realize that.
Right?
And
okay.
Honestly, I don't think a lot of people want them to be.
I think the age, moving that age to 21 might.
There's a solution right there.
Well, it might.
There's a potential solution right there.
It certainly may help.
Well, at least we're coming up with some ideas or suggestions.
Well, that's better than nothing.
That's more than I can say for anybody in Congress.
No doubt about that. Anyway, it is a weekend that's coming up. We've got I'm going to be over at across in North Hill Park tomorrow, shortly after 3. We'll be on the air.
You're looking at a good weather day for it.
Should be a good weather day, and hopefully a good weather weekend. We'll have our own Kara. We'll be down at Friday Fest. That's going to be going on behind the auditorium. And let's see, what else is going on? Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. You can That's going to be Saturday morning, 6:30 to 10:30. We had George Rinker on.
Probably got several Memorial Day services happening around the area.
And Memorial Day services, I've got, in fact, Kurt Daughters from the Hamilton Walters League is going to be joining me to talk about that on the air tomorrow morning at 7:25. All I can say is have a
good Memorial Day weekend.
Please have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Everybody stay safe.
And stay safe, please. Okay.